After considering a delay in legal marijuana sales, Governor Bill Walker has confirmed that implementation of rules regulating the drug should meet the schedule approved by voters. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports.
At a Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce event in mid-December, Governor Bill Walker made a crack about how he wished he could delay the work of marijuana regulation for 4 years until the end of his term. During campaign season, back when he was still a candidate and the fate of a marijuana ballot measure was yet to be decided, Walker spent little time talking about the initiative except to say he opposed it. Now, obligated by voters to do something about it, Walker told the Fairbanks audience he would like to delay some parts of the marijuana initiative by 90 days. But in a press release on Tuesday, the governor announced he plans to stick to the schedule set by the initiative, with marijuana business licenses available by May of 2016. According to those tasked with the work of implementation, making that deadline is still going to be tight.
There's very little leeway or room in that timeline.
That's Cynthia Franklin. She directs the state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, which is working with the Department of Revenue and the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development to come up with an implementation plan. At a recent meeting with the governor, participants concluded that it is possible to meet the terms of the initiative. It's just not guaranteed.
When you actually go look at the process for meeting those deadlines, really everything has to go right. What we were pleased when we had the meeting with the governor's office is that everyone is on board with making everything go as right as possible.
The marijuana initiative gets added to the books on February 24th, and the law will basically go into effect in stages. Possession of the drug outside the home will become legal at that point. But the state legislature will be given the chance to set some of the terms governing commercial operations before any sales can legally happen. Then a regulatory board has until November 24th to craft its own rules for the industry. It won't be until next February until marijuana ventures can submit licensing applications, and a few months after that before they can get off the ground. While that sounds like a long time, Franklin says there are plenty of opportunities for holdups, and a lot of that depends on what the legislature decides to do with the new marijuana policy. Lawmakers could just let the existing Alcoholic Beverage Control Board manage the cannabis industry, but they could also create a separate marijuana control board to govern it. Initiative proponents have supported this idea to prevent regulatory power struggles between the alcohol and marijuana industries, and a bill to create such a board is already being drafted by Senate Judiciary Chair Liesl McGuire. Franklin says if the legislature goes that route and serves it with a new agency, it will be impossible to meet the initiative's deadlines.
There is no question in my mind that if the legislature creates a separate marijuana control board and a separate marijuana control agency, and that agency has to be hired and put in place and put somewhere physical, and, you know, they all have to learn and understand their new jobs, they will not meet those deadlines.
I don't know that it would be impossible, but certainly it would take up valuable time.
Bruce Schulte represents a marijuana industry trade group called the Coalition for Responsible Cannabis Legislation. He says this trade-off leaves its members in a bit of a bind. Schulte says they like the idea of marijuana and alcohol being regulated separately, but they also want to see implementation happen as quickly as possible. Constitutionally, the legislature cannot weaken or undo an initiative for 2 years. But because so much of those 2 years need to be spent on rulemaking before retailers can even sell the product, Schulte is worried that puts the new marijuana law in a vulnerable spot.
Optimistically, the first stores would be open by August, maybe September of 2016. So at that point, you've got barely 6 months to establish a track record and to generate some revenue and to prove that it can be done responsibly before the legislature then has the opportunity to shut the whole thing down.
Schulte thinks it's possible to create a separation between alcohol and marijuana regulators while still meeting the initiative timeline. He says that could be done by establishing an independent marijuana board while keeping it in the same agency as the ABC board and having it share the same staff. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.